Good morning, everyone. Well, even though we only have a handful of people, but I praise the Lord that we can worship here together. Pastor Gary, he is out of town. We know he is taking care of his dad. And original schedule was July 7th. So he talked to all the co-workers, and I said, well, no problem, because your brother probably need to take some time off, and then you can take care of your father. That's no problem. But later on, he was kind of nervous. He said, Robert, my brother changed the schedule. It's going to be July 21st, and I'll be gone. Can anyone or you can speak for me? And I look into his eyes. I know he really needs help. I nod my head and say, okay, I will try my best to prepare a message. So you just go ahead and then take care of your dad. So he left probably a few days ago, this last Tuesday, and he'll be back. He'll be back next week. Okay, so we'll pray for him and pray for his dad, physical condition, and also his younger brother is taking care of his dad faithfully. So we're thankful for all of this, a good example for us. Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We can come before you. And as we are learning Book of Joshua, and last time we learned that you have given all the allotments to Caleb and Joshua because of their faith. They know they can get into the land of Canaan, and not other 10 spies. And they said, no, we could not get into the land of Canaan. But because of their faith, now they are in the land of Canaan. Lord, we thank you. And then we'll continue to read Joshua 20. Lord, we pray that you will open our eyes and see your purpose, and see your plan, and your love, and your grace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's also read a few more verses. If I have the clipper, I can advance the... Oh, where is it? On the table? Oh, hide in here. Okay. All right. Another verse also mentioned about the city of refuge. Have you heard about a refuge? That's somewhere we can run into and we'll be protected. And it's a safe place. So a lot of time when we are in time of trouble or in times of need, and we would like to run to somewhere so we can hide from the pursuers, or hide from the law, hide from all this authorities and so on. And actually, this already mentioned during the Moses time. And we'll kind of trace how the Lord's heart desired to build all this cities of refuge. Another verses in Numbers. Can we read together? Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint cities to be cities of refuge for you. Then the manslayer will kill any person accidentally may flee there. So this command already given to Moses way before they got into the land of Canaan. And at that time, probably they haven't fulfilled yet. But this is appointing city of refuge to start it, or designating already. So keep that in mind. And then we know last time we talked about Joshua, or last few weeks we talked about Joshua, and Joshua finally, he got into the land of Canaan. And the first city they need to fight was, which one? Jericho. Do you remember that story? Yes, Pastor Gary already gave us a very good illustration about Jericho. So here Joshua, yes, the Lord spoke to Joshua, and let's start from verse 2. Let's read together. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint for yourselves cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses, and the slayer who kills a person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there. Same command, is that right? Almost identical. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he flees to one of the cities, and stand at the entrance of the gate of city, and declare his case in the hearing of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city as one of them, and give him a place, and he may dwell among them. Well, listen, this is accidentally or unintentionally killed the person. He said, will that happen? Yes, sometimes it happened. Bible already gave us example. And if you are working in the woods with your partner, and then somehow your axe fell to somebody's head or body and killed him, that's unintentionally or accidentally. And it seems the law, by law, yes, in the Old Testament, eye to eye, hand to hand, or life to life. If you hurt somebody's eyes, your eyes will be hurt too. And if you somehow you cut off somebody's hand, your hand will be cut off too. And you kill someone, yes, your life will be taken. That's kind of a law in the past. So for the Israelite, this is very scary. This is a very scary case. Can I give you an example right now? One time, I'm teaching at university, and the teacher, toward the end of the semester, we have a gathering. And then dean of the department, dean of the whole college, and then he just kind of treat us and order a lot of good food, and on the table you can pick up some food. And one of the plate is the dumpling. And then we just sit down and talk. Suddenly one lady, real nervous, and pat my back, my shoulders, and say, Robert, what is inside the dumpling? Oh, I say, well, normally our Chinese people, we put dumpling as pork. And do you know her response? Oh, she says kind of a cursing or something. Oh, wow, what should I do? I never eat pork before. And then she started to say, I'm a Jewish. I'm 50 years old. I never had pork before. Oh, what should I do? Oh, shoot. I said, well, you don't know. You are unintentionally, so it should be okay. And she kind of snuck a little bit. And she smiled and then say, oh, Robert, no wonder it tastes so good. That's the end of our conversation. And he laughed. She laughed. Unintentionally. Okay. I think she's totally unintentionally. She doesn't know what's inside a dumpling. And we know. We enjoyed it from a very, very young, and we can eat it. Yes, unintentionally. So that's the first time I experienced it was accidentally or unintentionally, that kind of the mind. Okay. There's another place, in Psalm 91. I think yesterday, if you were here, Bobby, somebody read this. Is that right? Psalm 91. Do you remember who read it? Two little boys. Okay. That's, David Dunn's, yeah. Okay. Verse 1 and 2. Let's read together too. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. I took this one, He is my refuge, as a title. Today's a title. Christ is my refuge. Have you experienced that? Or probably already done that? So we are going to go through that today. And then my last verse is kind of long, but I want you to kind of focus on the green the words I highlighted. He have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Okay, so remember that. We'll come back for that. And then to the end, there is a forerunner. What's a forerunner? Someone run before us. So we call it a forerunner. And this forerunner actually is even that Jesus have become the high priest. He ran into the veil, into the Holy of Holies, and He died for us. So that's why we're going to find out why today we need to flee for refuge. Okay, refuge. All right. So, interestingly, six cities been mentioned and exactly designated, appointed, not just randomly. Today you can run to that city and tomorrow you can run to another city. No, this six cities been designated or appointed. First one is Kadesh. It's kind of hard to pronounce. It's the Hebrew. It's a mountain of Naphtali. That's from Joshua 27. Second city, which is Shechem. And what's that significant about Shechem? It's in between two mounts. And later on we'll cover that. Okay. And then another one is even harder to pronounce. And I need to go to the website to learn how to pronounce it. And they say it's the Kiriath Arba. Kiriath Arba. I say, where's the TH? Where's the H sound? They don't pronounce the H, so I don't know. Kiriath Arba is a Hebron. Not in Hebron. It's easier to pronounce Hebron. And that's in the mountains of Judah. So that's the third city appointed. And the fourth one is Bezer. Okay, the top three is on the east side of River Jordan. And then another three will be on the, reverse. The three cities will be on the west side, and then the other one will be on the east side. Three cities. And then number five is Ramoth in Gilead. And then the last one is Golan. Oh, we heard about a lot of Golan High problems in the in the news, on and off, and you will see that. And what happened? Those are cities, and what's the significance of that city? And why that's not that city, or randomly choose? Or just run to the nearby city? No, they are designated. So we're going to go through, but today probably the time limits, we only can cover three cities. If God permits, and I will cover another three cities next time. Okay, if I have a chance. If not, that's okay. You can study accordingly. Probably you will find out why those cities are significant. Okay, let's start from Kadesh. I'm a more visual person. I like geography. I don't know if you like it or not. And I like to have a map in order to locate where is location, and then sometimes because of a mountain here, or river there, or ocean there, so that's why they're chosen, or why they need to flee over there. Okay, Israel, just very small country. Some people say just like a little knife. Can you see the knife? It's very sharp, all the way pointed to the Red Sea, and then the other side is a Mediterranean Sea, and then another side is Jordan, Syria, on the top is Lebanon. So it's very complicated geographic location, and yes, there's a lot of conflicts, and inside of Israel they have Palestinian people living there, and sometimes they are neighbors. Only thing different is their water tank difference. Last time I went there, I said, some water tank is blue, some water tank is white. And what's going on? And then the white, blue, blue, white, blue. They're all neighbors. And then the tour guide said, well, for the white one is Israelite people. And for the blue one is Palestinian people. Just your neighbor. And I said, why does color distinct from a water tank? He said, because of when they are going to bunk, and they will choose the white color or blue color. I said, wow, your neighbor could be bound. Or maybe your house could be bound, your neighbor could be safe. There is no safe heaven. So, okay. And then, where are those six cities? The first one, Kadesh, on the west side of Jordan. And then the second one is Shechem. And then the third one is Hebron. And then the fourth one on the east side of Jordan, which is Bezer, and then Ramat, and then the last one, which is Golan. So those are three cities. So today probably I only have time to talk about the east side, three cities. And let's start from the first one. Kadesh in Galilee, this is on the Mount of Naphtali. If you read the Bible, it's very carefully those tribe names being mentioned. Naphtali, or this belong to Gad, or belong to other tribes, and they will mention that. So this is a city of Issachar, allotted to the Gershonite Levites. That's way back in the first Chronicles. Yes, when the people, the Israelite people, they get into land of Canaan. All this land are allotted to each tribe. So each tribe, they have their own the land. Kadesh mentioned among the city, for those a king was slain by Joshua. When we learned about from Joshua, Pastor Gary mentioned about all that history, so it's kind of a quick review. This Kadesh is one of the 45 cities of the tribe of Naphtali. It's in between this Hazor and Ezrai, pointing to the city of refuge. And this is the kind of a suburb of today's Gershonite Levites. And it was a resident of Barak. If you go back to the history, Barak, at that time there is Deborah, which is a prophetess, is a lady, and she prophesies. And we know Barak is the general, but when the there is a war, and he's not brave enough to go out to fight. And he said, well, can you go with me? You can read that story. And Deborah said, well, if I go with you, all the honor will go to the lady instead of you. And Barak said, okay, that's fine. So those are stories, probably you can read it. That's the kind of background why this city got chosen. And now we are going to the second. This one also is it was taken by, because this is the northern part we mentioned about, is near Assyria. At that time, the king of Assyria, Tiglath-Pileser, took over the city in the reign of Pekah, and he was then identified as a village of Kedesh, and it's about 4 miles northwest of the upper part of Sea of Galilee. So it's not too far from Galilee. So if you look at the map on the left, on the right side, and you can see where's the location. That's the first city got mentioned. Okay, now we know the location of this city, and what's the meaning of this refuge city? Interesting. Kadesh means the holy. So this place is called a holy place. A holy place in the ancient time. So, when you heard about the holy place, the holy name, who are you going to think about? Will you think about a person, or will you think about our Lord Jesus? Yes, the whole holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. That's from Isaiah, already prophesied. There's the Holy One will come, which is our Lord Jesus will come. And then we learn about this, I know who you are, the Holy One of God, from Luke 4:34. Do you know who said this? Disciple? No, it's from a demon. And demon is in one, probably is inside of one person, and he thought of Jesus, and then the demon just cried out, "You are the, I know you who you are. You are the Holy One of God." Even the demon knows. Wow. And then the Holy Spirit come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. Do you know who heard about this? Mary. Before she had this baby, the angel told her, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. That's also from Luke 1:35. Jesus is the Holy One. And but the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb without blemish and without spot. That's from 1 Peter 1:19. So the Holy One, okay, if this city signify or typify is the holy, a lot of time, it seems that they portray the Christ, character of Christ, because He's the Holy One. Okay, so another place in Revelation 28. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. If they say that three, the last sentence, who was, is, and is to come, we can understand He is the eternal God. He is on the throne. Is holy, holy, holy. He is going to come. So that's toward the end of the Bible mentioned about that. So all this, the Holy One, the holy, holy, the placing from different person or angel or other creator, a creation, we all say He is the Holy One. Okay, now we are going to learn what's the implication of this city to the refuge, to us. Okay, Jesus is holy, He's innocent, and He's undefiled, He's separate from sin. So He can bring us into this the city. He died on the cross for us, bear all our sins, we know that. So here's a city of refuge. We can also say this is the holy child of Jesus. And another thing we learn is God hates sin, and He loved to do the Heavenly Father's will. How gentle, good, and kind He was to all of us. So today we are called to this, the church, the house of God. And He's passionate and He's merciful to all of us. We run into Him. So this is kind of a reminder. And some running to Him is life and death. And today we run to Him. We have an option. Oh, maybe tomorrow. Or maybe, sometimes when I have time, I can come to know the Jesus. Like Kadesh, it's a word written on our heart. It's a holy, He's a holy one. Whenever we are troubled, we have troubles or difficulties, temptations, and those are negative situations, is that right? But sometimes in the successful situation, we also need to think about this Holy One. How would the Holy Christ or Jesus have to respond in this situation? Sometimes you did very well. Wow, the teacher praised you in all your class, and see how Samuel did so well, and how are you going to respond? Yay, yes, all my effort, yes, thank you. Well, will Jesus do that? Probably not. So He gives all the glory to the Heavenly Father. So that's what the refuge, we think about it. Of course, the trouble, or sometimes we are in a difficult time, or we are in temptation. And we need to think about this Holy One can save us out of that kind of situation. So that's the first city, the refuge. Now we are going to get into the second city. Okay, the second city, which is the Shechem. That's in the middle, on the east side, on the west side of the Jordan. So why is this city got chosen? In fact, this city is in between the Mount Ebal on the right side, and the left side is Mount Gerizim. And why this in the valley of this 2 months so significant. Do you remember the story? From Deuteronomy chapter 27, a few verses mentioned about this. It was because that Moses told the Israelite people, "This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. This shall stand upon a month Gerizim to bless the people, and those shall stand upon the month Ebal to curse." So if you go back to that city, you will see on the left side got more populated, more building today. And the right side, probably people want to get away from a curse. We don't like the curse. All right. So a lot of people probably like to be on this side. So this is a very significant place. And Joshua now, he is in the Shechem in between these 2 months. So we can see Joshua probably remember that all that story from Deuteronomy in the past. The ancestor, those Joshua, brought them back to the very spot where God had wanted them to obey and be chastened. Obey and chastened. Chastened, second word, sometimes hard. You like to hear the good words from other people. And if the people say, "Robert, you need to change this, you need to do that, because you're short of that," it's kind of hard to listen. But sometimes we have to. We have to accept. Accept if this is from the sincere the warning or from God, we have to accept. So Joshua brought the Israelite back to this place, the very, very spot where God had warned them. Shechem was where Abraham received the first promise from God. "And to your descendants, I will give this land." So that's the first promise. Abraham, at that time, his name did not change yet. Not Abraham. Abraham. So this is a very significant place. Very significant place. Shechem. So that's a promise of God. And then another significant thing for this city is that Jacob settled after returning from Mesopotamia, which is in today's Iraq. He ran away from his family because he did something wrong. He wanted to grab all the blessing from his dad. He has a twin brother, and he ran to that Iraq, today's Iraq. And it was there, and he purified his household from the strange God when he returned from Iraq or this place, Mesopotamia. And we know he has two wives now, and then also he has a concubine. So he want all his family household. If they bring out all these idols in their camel somewhere hiding, please bring out and bury under the oak. This is the place. This is the place, Shechem. So another significant place. It was outside of Shechem where the Israel people, they bury the bone of Joseph. Do you know when Joseph was dead, passed away in Egypt, he said, "Please bring my bone back to the land of Canaan." So when the people of the Israelites they got out of Egypt, they also brought Joseph's bone, and Joseph's bone was buried here. So that's a very significant place. So that's within the boundary of the land God had promised to the children of Israel. It's in the ground of the Jacob, brought from the son of Hamor and the father of Shechem. This land is purchased about 100 pieces of silver. So this place is purchased. And Joseph was buried there, and this is a place Abraham received the very first promise. So this is a very significant city. So what is the meaning of Shechem? Any special meaning? It's called shoulder. It's called shoulder. And Jesus is our refuge. So bonus sin of all the world upon His shoulders. Jesus Christ is the one who surely He had, was born for our grief and carry our sorrow. That's from Isaiah 53:4. So He carried all our griefs and carry all our sorrow on His shoulders. Have you heard about the word in the USA, you stand on your father's shoulder? Well, almost like that, He carried you through the sin or the sorrow situation, the grief situation. When I came to the United States as a student, I remember one of the American students came to me and said, "Robert, why you choose Nebraska as the place to study? You could go to the West Coast, East Coast, there are so many schools, and why you choose that?" And I pondered, wow, how to answer this kind of question. Actually, I only applied 3 schools and from my department chair because I got his degree here in U.S. and I went back to teach in Taiwan. And I asked him, where should I apply? And he just gave me 3 schools to apply. At first, I want to say, yeah, because my chair told me to apply this school. And then I thought about it. My dad was a K-State alumni. Kansas State is under the Nebraska. So I told him, well, I like to stand on the shoulder of my father. Oh, he was laughing. And then he just ran to all the American people, even the teacher, and said, "This guy came here because he wanted to stand on his father's shoulder." At that time, I didn't know, wow, that's significant to stand on father's shoulder? Well, now I kind of understand a little bit. She can means a shoulder. And Jesus wants you to bore all the sins of all the world on His shoulders. So He died on the cross. So gradually I can link all this relationship. What man of you have 100 sheep and he lost one of them? And then we know what happened. Jesus put 99 away and then went out to find that lost one. And when he came back, I'm pretty sure he put it on his shoulder. Do you know how to carry the sheep, the little sheep? The shoulder, probably the best place. Not here, it's kind of heavy, you won't walk too long, but shoulder, you can walk so long. And then your hands still have a staff for the shepherd. And yes, you lay down on his shoulder and rejoicing. So I think when you come to the Lord, and this situation will be the picture, the portrait of the Christ. Another thing is that for us a child was born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. We read this verse probably during the Christmas time, is that right? Many, many times. I didn't pay attention. This is what is called a shoulder. This government will be upon his power or his under his authority, but he's a shoulder. Just a shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Shechem means a shoulder. So it's very significant. Okay, so another one, well, we need to see what is the implication of the city. Yes, I mentioned about that. Jesus will carry us back on our shoulder and rejoicing. And again, today we are in His flock and we are in His fold. So we are back to the shoulder of the Lord. Okay, I think I only have time up to this point. I want to give you one example. When we are in trouble, or when we are in difficulties, where are you going to run? You say, well, I'm going to run to my relative's house, to my friend's house, or to some safe place so people cannot find me. A lot of time we think about that. Is that right? Yes. And I want to mention you one place. In the past, people like to run. Anyone from Hong Kong area, a Kowloon area, or maybe you're from China and probably you know this city. I will mention this Hebron next time. Okay. Our time is limited. Okay. Kowloon Water City, if you look at that picture on the right, operate. It's very rundown city. Right now, it's all demolished. And this city used to be, it's only 4 acres. It's all apartments. And they have so many people living there, about 50,000 people living there. And this is called a wall city because people like to run into there. They thought it was safe. They come from the mainland of China at that time. They no place to go. Well, probably this is the place to go. Or someone, they are in trouble, they came here. But end up the city becomes I can call it a sin city. It's a lot of drug, prostitute, gangs inside a city. And later on, this city, people like to run to, or the lawless people like to run to, it changed. Why? Because there is a ministry there, they bring in the gospel into that city. And this city start to change. Inside all this, the dark power gradually succeed, and there is a lady from England, I think it's from a Scotland area, Jackie Pullinger. Came from England to Hong Kong about 50 years ago to this place and started sharing the love of Christ Jesus to the gangsters, to those people addictive to the drugs. And the city started to make a change. She began to see them set free from a drug addiction and start a new life. And today this wall city already torn down and they rebuilt it. Many of the people, they met Jesus and came out of drug in Hong Kong and had gone to other country in Asia and shared what Jesus has done. It's so amazing, the story. And I want to let you know, where are you going to run as your refuge? If you run to the wrong one, you might get into this one. And end up is your situation is getting worse. He said, oh no, I've never been that kind of a place, and I will not. But a lot of times, this used to be there's a wall city, Kulong wall city, and Chinese name is Jiulong Chengzai. Chengzai, Jiulong Chengzai. Yes. Yimin probably knows about that. And the end of it is inside, they have a worship. Did you see the cross? Did you see the people? They are worshiping. This is the gang city. This is the drug city. This is a prostitute city. Very dark side. All the story you can name it is all in that city. 4 acres, 50,000 people living there. High density. Everyone that just run into there probably don't have to come out. But today, there's a worshiping. So what a change. What a change. So we need to run to the right refuge. The wrong refuge end up bringing us to the wrong directions. Okay, let's do the conclusion. And what do we learn from this, actually the first two refuge cities? Okay. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present, or an abundantly available help in trouble. That's from Psalm 46:1. They already mentioned about this, King David. He already mentioned about God is our refuge and our strength. And if we have if we are in trouble, yes, he was in trouble many times. So he knew how to write this the hymn. Second one, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Wow. Condemnation. I mentioned about one of my colleagues and either the dumpling story, and intentionally. And he said, oh boy, 50 years I never had pork. And now I have pork. I'm content. So, but today, she can run into the refuge of Jesus Christ. The Lord won't pursue her. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we can see, what a privilege. Actually, that's a third city today we didn't cover. Hebron is called fellowship. And if we lack of the fellowship of the Christ or with Jesus, and we don't have any communication with Him. The last one, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. What a privilege. Jesus is a forerunner. And today we run after Him, and we want to run into this refuge as well. So, this is a city of refuge. Very significant. And when we go through this book of Joshua, last week we were in Joshua 19, and now we'll get into Joshua 20. It's very significant. So, I would like to share this with you because Apostle Paul always mentioned about in Christ in his letters. It's all right. Why he said in Christ? It seems that we need to run in Christ. The first time I heard it, I don't understand. We need to run to Christ, not in Christ. But he used it in Christ. It seems the Christ is the city, the refuge. We can run into it. So it's very precious. It's talk about a safety and a security possessed by every believer. Today we are here to run into Him. He is our refuge. Okay, let's bow our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for today through the Joshua chapter 20. And You designated, You appointed the six cities. Every city has a significant background or meaning of the name. And we need to learn what's the implication to all of us. And all these six cities portrayed the picture of Christ. And every single one has a significant characters of Christ. And today, we come to You, we can have all this abundant grace in our Lord Jesus Christ. What a privilege. What a blessing. And to remind us, we have to run to the right refuge. If we run to the wrong refuge, in of us, we are caught. We are in even darker situation. Lord, help us to get out of this dangers. And this, the people probably are pursuing You, law pursuing You, but today we run to the right place, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. And our sin will be forgiven, and our burden will be released. But we thank You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.